我想早晨开始的时候先和弟兄姊妹们一同来读一点圣经。
I think before we start, we'll read some scriptures together.
我们请看路加福音。
In the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音第二章。
In the second chapter.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
五十二节
Verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
提摩太前书第四章
First Timothy chapter 4
第六节
Verse
6你若将这些事提醒弟兄们便是基督耶稣的好执事在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育
If you instruct the brethren these thingsYou will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个中文圣经啊，这里这个教育这两个字呢，翻得不是很好。
The Chinese Bible didn't translate very well the word instruct.
它用 education 这个字啊。
So,
那么其实它原文的意思是 nourish 就是你看滋养
OK、
啊、
nourish
英文
in the original language、
啊、英文翻的是滋养
nourish in a word of faith
好我们再读耶利米书第十五章
Jeremiah chapter 15
耶利米书第十五章
Jeremiah
15第十六节
And verse
16. 耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
Your word were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
我们都知道，当我们信主之后，我们从主得着了一个新的生命。
I know that after we believe in Jesus, we obtain a new life from the Lord.
而基督徒呢，追求这个生命的成长是非常重要的事。
And it is very important for Christians to pursue the growth of that life.
那么早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通一点有关生命成长的必要条件。
So this morning I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters in some very important aspects how our life could grow.
我们知道一个生命要生长得好，它需要有生长的条件。
And for a life to grow well, it must have certain conditions.
在主耶稣基督的身上，我们看见有两个重要的点是圣经提醒我们的。
On our Lord Jesus, we saw two very important aspects.
就是在智慧和身量上需要成长。
That we need to grow in wisdom and stature.
其实呢，我们看见啊，在天然的生命中啊，一个人的成长，这也是两件最重要的事情。
And even in our natural bodies, for a person to grow, we need these two things.
我现在呢，有了一个小的孙子。
Now that I have a grandson,
那么他还不到两岁的。
He's not even 2 years old yet.
那我就看见，我的儿子媳妇呢，他们教养这个孩子的时候。
And then I saw my son and his wife when they teach the kid.
最注重的就是这两件事情。
They pay very close attention to these two things.
第一个。他要长得好就要会吃、
If he needs to grow well, he must eat、
啊、我们看见这个每天呢跟这个孩子、啊、这个喂饭的时候呢那很像打仗
When you feed the baby every day, it's like a battle、
啊啊、 人家给他吃，他尝到手就这么推的。
He tried to feed him and he just pushed the food away.
他只要吃了一口啊，哇，我这个大人都高兴得不得了。
Once he takes one bite, then the adults will be very happy.
为什么我们要叫他吃呢？
Why do we feed him?
因为我们知道，如果他的身体要生长的健壮，他必须要能够吃。
Because we know that if the body needs to grow healthy, he must eat.
那么除了这个吃之外呢？
Now aside from eating,
那我们就注意着他这个智慧的发展。
We pay attention to his wisdom.
哎呀，我那个孙子还只不过才一岁呀。
He's just a year and some old.
哇，他的妈妈就给他买了一大堆的书。
And the mom bought him a whole pile of books.
所以天天就看他在那里搬书啊。
So every day he's moving the books.
他只要拿了个书，他妈妈就很开心了。
Once he take the book, the mom would be very happy.
然后呢，把那个书打开来，就告诉他这个，告诉他那个。
So they open the book and the mom teaches him, you know, this is this, this is that.
哇，我心里在想，才只不过一岁的孩子啊。
He's just one year old, I thought.
他就希望他将来呢，长大的时候呢，成为一个有智慧的人，对不对？
And we want this kid to grow up into someone who is wisdom, who has wisdom.
那么在属灵的生命上也是这样。
Same thing in our spiritual life.
所以第一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，我们需要长得健壮。
So first thing, we need to grow healthy.
这个身量必须要成长。
The stature must increase.
第二方面呢，
and secondly,
我们需要有充分的智慧。
And we need to have enough wisdom.
我们的心思，属灵的心思意念需要能够被发展。
Our spiritual understanding needs to grow.
所以我想这是今天我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后呢，也应当注意的两件最重要的事情。
So I also think that for Christians after we're saved, these are two very important things.
所以圣经呢，记载主耶稣他幼年的光景。
So when the Bible records Jesus when he was young,
圣经就提醒我们呢，告诉我们说呢，主耶稣的智慧和身量是一起增长。
So the Bible told us that the Jesus, his wisdom and stature grew together.
他的身体长得健壮，他的心灵强健。
His body grew strong and his spirit is strong.
那对基督徒来讲，就一方面生命开始成熟了。
For Christians, this means that our spiritual life is maturing.
那么另外一面来讲的话呢，我们里面对属灵的事情越来越有悟性，越来越有启示。
And on the other hand, we grow, our understanding of spiritual things grow.
我想这两件事恐怕是最重要的两件事。
I think these two are very important.
那么今天早晨呢，我想呢，先和弟兄姊妹讲到我们这个身量的成长。
So first, we'd like to talk about how our stature would grow.
那么我们知道一个人的身量要成长，重要的是什么？你要会吃，对不对？
So for stature to grow, the most important thing is that you need to eat.
当一个人的开始不能吃的时候，
When someone stops eating,
我们知道那是很严重的事情。
And that's a serious problem.
我的岳父呢，最近过世了。
My father-in-law just passed away recently.
他从前健康的时候呢，胃口非常好。
So while he was still healthy, he had a good appetite.
哇，每次我们看他吃饭的时候，哎呀，那个吃得很痛快。
Every time we have a meal, he eats a lot.
什么样食物上来，他都是很有胃口，这么。
Whatever you bring to him, he'll eat it. He'll eat it.
他长得很壮。
That's why he was a strong man.
但是有一天，他里面身体里面开始有病。
So one day there was an illness in him.
那么这个病呢，结果叫他没有办法再吃。
And this illness caused him to lose his appetite.
是我看见我们在服侍他的时候。
So while we were serving him.
我的姊妹呢常常跟他讲说，你多吃一点，多吃一点。
My wife will always tell him, you have to eat more, try to eat more.
到后来连喝一口水啊都觉得非常的困难。
At the ending stage of his life, he couldn't even drink water.
所以你就看见他这个一个从180多磅的人慢慢逐渐消瘦到130几磅。
So this person shed his weight from 180 pounds to 130.
因为你不能吃了。
Because he stopped eating.
所以那个身体就开始消瘦了。
And then the body grew weaker.
不仅身体受到了很严重的一个残害。
You get to a point that's so serious.
到最后呢，结果就死了。
And in the end, he passed away.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道 这个吃对人的这个健康，对人身体来讲是非常重要的一件事情。
So eating for a person is a very important thing.
啊，所以在我们的生活中，一般的生活中
，that in our life，
啊，我想年轻弟兄姊妹也是，你们也同样这个心思。那么我们要吃，要吃得好，对不对
？Now we have this thought that if we eat, we need to eat well.
哎，这是正常现象。
That's an ordinary condition.
但是呢，现在人呢，不仅要吃得好，还要重要什么？要吃得对啊。
So not only we need to eat well, we also need to eat correctly.
你吃错了，那个对我们的身体也产生很。坏的影响。
If you eat the wrong thing, that has consequences.
所以我们要如吃的健康的话呢，我们一定要吃的很对。
If you want to eat healthy, you need to eat correctly.
我们不要以为说这是我们生活中间的一个很平常的事情。
Let's not say that this is an ordinary thing in our life.
圣经很重视这一个。
And the Bible pays a lot of attention on it.
我想我要再和弟兄姊妹提醒。
I need to remind brothers and sisters.
人类的堕落是从吃错开始。
That the fallen of the human race started from eating.
所以你读创世纪第三章啊。
If you read Genesis chapter 3.
你看亚当夏娃吃错了，这个结果很严重啊。
When Adam and Eve ate the wrong thing, that has consequences.
神是要他们吃那个生命树的果子，结果他们吃了那个善恶知识树的果子。
God desired them to eat the fruit of tree of life, but they eat the tree of knowledge instead.
所以这个一吃错。那个下面的结果就很可怕了。
Once they ate the wrong fruit, then the consequence is very fierce.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个基督徒一蒙恩得救之后
，Brothers and sisters, after we are saved,
你的属灵生命如果要成长的健康正常，你一定要懂得怎么吃。
If your spiritual life needs to grow properly, you must know how to eat.
使徒保罗。在提摩太前书第四章告诉我们
The Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 he said
一个基督徒呢如果要在神手中成为有用的人
If a Christian needs to become someone useful in the hand of the Lord
有一些重要的条件
there are some very important aspects
那么那里有两个也是重要的条件
And he mentioned two of them
其实第一个呢就是你要学会怎样滋养
You need to learn how to be nourished.
这个保罗没有用吃这个字。
And he didn't use the word eat.
保罗用了滋养这个字。
He used the word nourish.
第二个呢就是操练。
And then,
exercise.
啊，
我们晓得这两件事情呢跟基督徒属灵生命的成长有非常密切的关系。
These two things tie very closely into the spiritual growth of Christians.
首先你要等知道怎样得滋养。
First, you need to know how to be nourished.
然后呢，你还要知道怎么样来操练。
And then you need to learn how to exercise.
啊，我们晓得这两件事情呢，是我们基督徒成长的必要的两个重要的条件。
These two things are essential aspects of spiritual growth.
如果我们在这件事情上做得好的话呢？
And if we do well on these things,
我们在主的手中呢，能成为一个有用的人。
We could be useful in the hand of the Lord.
那么，所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们这个吃啊。
In the Bible, when the Bible mentions about eating,
啊，它这个里面的意义很多、啊。
It has many meanings.
当然，第一个就告诉我们吸取。
Of course, you need to absorb.
啊，那么。我们知道我们人活着我们要吸取很多东西
So when we are still alive we must absorb many things
那么我想英文里面用这个 nourish 这个字也很好就是不仅吸取还要得着滋养
Of course you absorb the nutrition you're nourished with the nutrition
这个滋养里面包括了很多的这些营养的东西在里面
Many of the nutritions are in the food that you eat
我们的身体的各个不同的器官都需要不同的营养来供应
The body needs different types of nutrition
我们感谢神呢
We thank our God.
神不仅把我们这个人造出来了
That he didn't just create us.
哇，神还造了各式各样不同的食物
That he created all kinds of food.
这些食物里面充满了各式各样不同人体所需要的这些养分
And in all these food, it had all these nutritions that we need.
所以神造我们造了一个口啊
So God created a mouth.
哇, 这个口很重要啊,
That's very important.
啊, 所有的滋养都从这里进去,
because all the nutrition has to go in through here.
啊, 所以呢, 我们吃, 我们要从食物里面得到养分,
we need to take nutrition from the food.
啊, 那么吃呢, 我们晓得还有一个重要的意义, 就是联合的意思。
And eating also means to unite.
啊, 就是你吃进去什么东西, 这个东西就变成你的了, 变成你了, 对不对?
Once you eat that thing, that become you, become a part of you.
吃进去有的变成头发, 有的变成骨头, 也是变皮肤, 各式各样不同的。
Some food you eat grow into hair, some grow into bones, things like that.
啊, 你好像吃了外面这很多东西, 到里面做的这些都不见了, 对不对? 到哪里去了, 就变成你了。
As if you eat many different things, but once they go into your body, they become a part of you.
所以这个吃也是一个联合。
So eating is uniting.
啊, 那么感谢神啊,
We thank our God.
神不是叫我们吃啊,
He didn't just let us eat.
吃还是一个享受, 对不对?
Eating is an enjoyment.
啊, 如果弄到那些很难吃的, 吃不下去的, 那, 非要吃下去, 那也很痛苦。
If you force you to swallow something that's not tasty, then that's painful too.
哎, 但是你想看看, 我们人啊, 这个一想到吃啊, 哎呀, 这个觉得很快乐。
Once we think about eating, we typically were happy.
等到我们散会的时候，大家就要继续找吃的了。
Once we go out of here, we'll start to look food, look for food.
你看在那个餐馆里面呢，吃饭的时候大家都高兴的不得了。我很少看见那个吃饭愁眉苦脸的。
And you look in the restaurant, you rarely find people who are not happy. They always are glad to be there.
因为那个吃食物是一个享受啊。Because
eating is an enjoyment.
哇，吃的很快乐。You
you rejoice while you eat it.
因为平常人不大讲话的，到了餐馆里面话特别多。
And people who ordinarily don't talk much, once they're in the restaurant, they talk a lot.
哎呦,大家就吃的时候,因为心情愉快。
You're rejoicing, you're in a good mood.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道,这个不仅在肉身的生命上面来讲, 这是重要的一件事情。
Not only in our flesh, this is an important thing.
在属灵的事情上, 这吃更是一个重要的原则。
But on spiritual things, eating is a very important principle.
我们的生命一定要得到滋养。
Our life must be nourished.
它才会成长的健壮。
And then the life will grow.
所以我们基督徒要注重我们生命中如何能从主那里得到好的滋养。
So Christians, we need to pay attention to how do we receive good nutrition from the Lord.
我们都知道神造人呢,
When God created man,
这个人的结构是灵魂体,
the composition of a man is body, soul, and spirit.
啊, 这个灵魂体啊, 每一个部分呢, 都需要得到滋养的。
Your spirit, your soul, and your body, every part must be nourished.
神造这些外面的食物呢, 是叫我们的身体得到滋养。
God created these external food for our body.
啊, 所以我们吃食物的时候呢, 不仅快乐, 不仅是这个饱足, 也是使我们的身体能够得到健壮。
So when we eat all these food, our body can grow strong.
那我们的魂呢?
So what about our soul?
啊, 圣经里面也告诉我们, 我们的魂呢, 我们有这个心思, 有情感, 有意志。
So in our soul, the Bible tells us that we have mind, we have our emotions and our understanding.
它也需要满足的。
And the soul must be satisfied as well.
啊, 所以呢, 当我们读书的时候,
So when we're studying,
哎呀, 我们有一种心智上面的一种满足。
Our mind is satisfied.
是吧? 啊, 今天你看这个, 报章杂志啊,书籍啊, 哎呀, 读的时候, 为什么人这么喜欢读呢? 因为人的这个思想有一个需要。
So you look at why do we read newspapers and magazines and books? Because our mind needs nourish.
我们思想需要得到喂养。
And our mind needs to be nourished.
我们人也有情感。
And we have our emotions.
是我们需要得到感情上面的一种的喂养。
So we need to be satisfied in our emotions.
啊, 所以我们人之间, 你看, 有亲情, 啊, 有友情。
So amongst men, we have relatives, we have friends.
我们有爱的这一种的供应。
And we have love to give to one another.
所以你看见一个人活在爱中的时候，你这个脸色都不一样。
So when you see someone who is living in love, he looks different.
一个人缺少爱的时候，你看那个脸色也不好看。
When you don't have love, then you look different too.
对不对呢？
Isn't that right?
我们需要情感上的一种的满足。
We need to be satisfied in our emotions.
那么我们的意志也需要满足。
And our will needs to be satisfied.
我们需要一种的权利。
We need some sort of power.
需要一种的决定。
Some decisions that we need to make.
所以你看见我们的人的魂这个部分，它也是需要得到满足。
So our soul must be satisfied.
但是呢，更重要的。
Even more important, that spirit that is in us must be satisfied as well.
这个灵里面的宝足啊, 这个是最深处的一种满足。
The satisfaction of our soul is the deepest satisfaction.
认真讲, 我们基督徒呢, 如果你有经历的话, 你就知道, 灵里面得到宝足,
if you have that experience, you would know that spiritual satisfaction is the true satisfaction. So when you see that other Christians, when their spirit is satisfied,
外面吃的少一点, 没什么关系,
it's okay for them to not eat as much.
知识少一点, 情感少一点, 这个权利少一点, 也没关系,
it is okay for them to not have enough, not as much power or have enough knowledge. So when Christians are saved, God gave us a lot of grace. We knew that our spirit can be satisfied. I think that even at the age today,
当然今天我们晓得这个世界上有的国家到今天呢, 他们还处在饥饿的状态。
We know that there are nations in this world even today are still in hunger.
哎呦, 我们看见那些照片来说, 那些孩子们多可怜啊。
We see those photos of those poor children.
瘦得不得了。
They're so skinny.
皮包骨头。
They're just skinny to the bone.
没有食物。
They have no food.
母亲呢, 也没有东西可以喂他们。
And then their mom had nothing to feed them.
所以那个整个一片看起来就变凄惨的光景。
So when you look at the photo, it's just desolation.
那么在我们今天的这个自由的环境, 丰富的环境里,
Now, while in our abundance,
我们看见人呢，好像外面大家都吃的白白胖胖的。
We see that we're all well fed.
哇，这个外面看起来都很好。
On the outside, we all look good.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
尤其在基督徒中间，
Especially among Christians,
我们能感觉到一种情况。
We could sense some condition.
可能我们在身体上没有缺乏。
Perhaps we don't have needs in our bodies.
我们在魂的这个部分来讲呢，也有相当的一个满足。
For our soul, we also could find considerable amount of satisfaction.
但是今天我在各处碰见很多神的儿女们。 那个灵里面的这个饥饿饥荒是非常严重的。
But at the places that I've went to, I realized that for the children of God, we're hungry in a spiritual condition.
你看那个真正里面有属灵感觉的人呢,
for those who truly have the spiritual experience,
我常常有去一些地方, 他们弟兄姊妹跟我讲, 孙弟兄啊, 我饿死了。
I would go to a place and people would tell me, Brother Son, I'm so hungry.
其实他外面长得很好, 很胖,
but he's well fed.
他为什么说他饿死了?
Why did he say that he's
hungry?
His spirit is not satisfied.
他这个基督徒的生活过得很枯干的,
the Christian life is dry.
过得很低沉的,
it's a low caste life.
他说我快饿死了。
He told me that he's hungry to death.
他就寄望说呢, 我能够带一点粮食呢, 能够供应他们。
He was hoping that I could bring some food to him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们能看见这个时代的情况，真的有点像阿摩斯书第八章里面的神的话所说的一样。
It's like the condition today is like what it says in Amos chapter 3.
第八章第十一节。
Sorry, 8, verse 11.
神说我要在地上制造一个饥荒。
He said that I will send a famine on the land.
人饥饿非因无饼。
Not a famine of bread,
人干渴,
nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们能看一看今天, 这个我们所处在环境和我们自己的情况吗？
Can you see the condition that we're in today?
弟兄姊妹，我要问你一个问题，青年弟兄姊妹，问一个问题。
I need to ask this to the young people here.
你的灵里面有饱足吗？
Are you satisfied in your spirit?
你灵里面有饱足吗？
Are you satisfied in your spirit?
如果我们灵里面得到饱足，
If our spirit is satisfied,
那个才是真正的一种的满足。
That is our true satisfaction.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们不仅感谢神在外面的物质上给我们丰富的供应，
We not only thank God for his provision on the outside,
我们要感谢神在魂的部分他也给我们许多的供应。
We also thank God for his provision for our soul.
哇，这个地球啊，神造作它的时候，你看充满知识。
The world when God created it is filled with wisdom.
每一个地方都有知识。
And everywhere you look there is wisdom.
你就连地上这个土里面都很多知识隐藏在里面。
Even the dirt on the ground has some wisdom in it.
哇，这个真的是能满足人的这个魂的这个部分，对吧？
It truly satisfies our soul.
我们人活着，虽然今天这个世界社会有点不大正常，
even though our society is not quite as normal,
人际之间的关系上面有很多情感上面出现乱七八糟东西，
and the relationship between people is kind of confused now.
但是大体上面来讲，我们还是能够得着一点的温暖。
But in general, we could still feel that warmth.
我们看见神今天造的这个天地，虽然是一个将来要毁灭的一个天地，
and even though this heaven and earth one day will pass away,
哇，神把它造的还是非常美丽。
But God still created very beautiful.
所以为什么我们要常常有时候要出去旅行啊？
So why do we go travel sometimes?
因为你的魂里面有些部分需要满足，对不对？
Because in your soul, a part of it needs to be satisfied.
压力太大了。
You're so stressed.
所以跑到那个风景地方一看一看，哦，这么美丽。
So you go to the park,
心情舒畅，对不对？
And your heart is revived.
你的魂里面得到情感上得到一些的满足。
And your soul is satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，我们还有很多时候，我们可以决定这个，决定那个，神也成全了。
那 sometimes we make decisions here, decisions there. God also answer these questions.
但是神不是光叫我们以这些外面的东西为满足就够了。
But God is not just satisfied with us, satisfying with these outside things.
更重要的一件事情是你灵里面的光景要得到真正的满足。
What's important is that our spiritual condition must be satisfied.
所以我们不能过着一个外面富足啊，里面的贫穷的生活。
We can't live a life where we are rich on the outside but poor on the inside.
我再说，
I say this again.
如果基督徒里面的光景得到真正的满足，
If your inner condition is truly satisfied,
外面即使有些缺陷，问题也不大。
On the outside, if you have some lackings, it's not a big problem.
我到了很多穷苦的地区啊。
I went to poor places.
我看见那些弟兄姊妹们啊，他们在主面前这个生活的光景非常快乐。
Where I saw brothers and sisters, they live happily in the Lord.
他们的物质上面比我们差得多了。
They lack material things.
我今年二月到中国。
So in February this year, I went to China.
天气也冷得不得了。
And it was so cold.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，我到那里去啊，我这个 ski jacket 都穿上了，都觉得冷。
I was in my ski jacket and I was still cold.
他们很多弟兄姊妹们呢，就没有这种外面这种厚的衣服，穿着这样的一个情形。
Many of the brothers and sisters don't even have that heavy kind of jacket.
你知道我们到了一个聚会的地方啊。
That we went to a meeting place.
那里那个老板很好，把他的那个房间让我住。
The owner of the place was kind. He let me to stay in his apartment.
哎呀，他不是住他 apartment 的。他那个很好的床，那个床上两床被这么厚。
He had a good bed, and on the bed there was a duvet this thick.
但是呢，因为没有暖气啊。
Because there was no heating.
哇，我一拉那个被啊，是硬的。
Once I pull on the bed, it's hardened.
哇，两层那个就完全像什么？像从那个冰柜里面拉出来的两床被。
As if the duvet was pulled out from the freezer.
哎呀！我说这个怎么睡呢，对不对？
How do I sleep on this?
感谢主呢，他那个房间有暖气。
But thank the Lord that in that room there was a heating.
哇, 我把那个暖气开了很久啊,
so I turned the heat on for a long time.
才把那两个冰冻的被啊, 把它弄软了,
I could finally defrost my bed.
结果晚上我进去一脚一伸啊, 不得了, 还是冰柜,
so at night I went into the bed, but no, it's still cold.
那后来我知道他们弟兄姊妹的情况, 我心里很受感动。
Later on, I realized the condition of the brothers and sisters. I was greatly touched.
他们在那里聚会没有床啊。
At the meeting place, there was no bed.
那个睡在水泥地上。
Oh, so they just sleep on the concrete floor.
哎呀, 那么他们还好弟兄姊妹们从远方啊, 弄了一大车的棉被来。
Brothers and sisters from a far place transported a truckload of cotton duvets.
哇,我这一辈子还没看过这么多棉被。
I never saw such amount of bedding in my life.
那个大卡车都很壮观了,看那个棉被堆得像山样。
Huge truck pile loads of duvets.
他们就每个人拉一床棉被。 那个棉被就放在地上，就躺着。
So everybody take a piece, and then they just lie down on the ground.
你就看见他们在物质的生活上面，那是非常的残缺的。
You see what they lack in the material things.
但是你能感觉到。
But you could feel something.
他们在聚会中那个灵里面的饱足。
That in the meeting place, their spirit is satisfied.
哇,他们唱起诗歌的时候,祷告中那个灵何等释放啊。
That when they sing the songs, when they pray, how free was their spirit?
我就有时候常常想到我们在北美的弟兄姊妹。
And I often am reminded of our brothers and sisters in North America.
我就觉得我们很惭愧,对不对?
I feel ashamed.
你们今天早晨呢,每个都是从那个最温暖的被里面出来的。
Every one of you came out of your most comfort bed.
我昨天晚上有没有谁被冻到的呢?
Were any one of you got cold last night?
没有。 但是今天早上来我们灵里面的光景如何呢?
But how is our spiritual condition this morning?
弟兄姊妹们,
Francis,
他们灵里面有种的满足,
their spirit has some kind of satisfaction.
这种的满足啊, 叫他们在最物质最缺乏的环境的里面, 依然是非常的快乐。
Even while they lack material things, they rejoice in their spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
基督徒灵里面的光景叫做滋润, 得到滋养是非常重要的。
Our spiritual condition, it is very important to be nourished.
我们求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have pity on us.
叫我们不是光是外面有一些富足，里面的光景却是非常的贫穷。
That not only we have some wealth on the outside, but our spiritual condition is poor.
那么我们灵里面的光景是怎么样得到满足的呢?
So how do we satisfy our spiritual condition?
那耶利米告诉我们呢?
And Jeremiah, he said,
他说呢, 这个主的话是我们的粮食是可以吃的。
That the word of the Lord is like bread to us.
耶利米刚才我们读到十五章十六章十五节那段话。
In chapter 16, verse
15:16.
Sorry, chapter 15, verse 16.
那里耶利米说什么？耶和华，我得着你的言语，就当作食物吃了。
He said, "O Lord, when I found your word, I ate it."
因此呢，我的心里面怎么有满足的快乐
？So, therefore, my heart rejoice.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们对于主的话。
For the word of the Lord, we need to have another understanding.
就是说呢, 我们不仅是读圣经,
not only we read the Bible, we need to learn how can we eat His words. I often tell my brothers and sisters,
圣经是难读的,
the Bible is hard to read.
我很诚实地告诉你们,
very honestly, I tell you,
圣经是很难懂的。
The Bible is very hard to understand.
因为我年轻时候呢, 我们年长弟兄姊妹为了鼓励我们读圣经说, 啊, 圣经很容易读啊, 你好好读。
While I was younger, the brothers and sisters, for the sake of encouraging us to read the Bible, they tell us the Bible is easy, just read it.
我这个蒙恩得救已经五十多年了。
After I'm saved for 50 years now.
我用诚实的心告诉你们年轻弟兄姊妹, 圣经是很难读的。
I tell you very honestly, the Bible is very hard to read.
是非常难懂的。
It's very hard to understand.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的话虽然是难读难懂，
even though his words are harder to read and understand，
但是可以吃，
but we can eat it。
这个我想对我们来讲是个好消息嘛。
That's good news. That's good news.
吃就容易了，对不对啊？
Eating is easy.
你想今天如果我们去参加一个丰富的宴席，
so if say we go to a banquet today，
哇，我们到桌上去的时候，谁管它这个里面有多少的营养，多少维他命，多少的这个碳水化合物呢？对不对
？Who sits at the table and counts carbon hydrates and nutrition and all that stuff？
先给它吃下去再说。
Eat it，
对不对？坐来就吃了吃。
Right, once you're there, you just start eating。
我们知道你要真正去研究那个什么营养学啦，研究那个什么这些养分的东西的话，那是很困难的。
And if you were there to discover the nutrition, it's a hard thing.
我就发现我们很基督徒很多人呢，犯了同样的毛病。
I think that many Christians have the same problem.
我们一来到圣经这里，我们就想研究它。
We sat at the Bible and then we start to research.
我们一来到圣经这里呢，我们就想要来怎么样把它解。
Once we sat at the Bible, we start trying to how do we open the Bible.
当然了，你能解能研究那是很好的。
Of course, if you could understand the Bible, if you could research, that's a good thing.
但是在你还不能解、不能这个。读的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你就先吃嘛。
But while you could not understand it, eat it first.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经提醒我们。
The Bible reminds us.
神把他的话给我们。
When the Lord gave His word to us.
是为了滋养我们里面的灵的。
To nourish our spirit.
尤其今天呢，你要用天然的头脑去读圣经呢，更难。
And if you or to read the Bible with our natural head, that's hard. That's even harder.
告诉我说我啊，这个都读到 PhD 了，我在学校里面什么大的难的书我都能读懂，为什么圣经我就读不懂呢？
Some brothers, they come to me, you know, I have a PhD at my school. Why can't I understand the Bible?
那个老师那个最深奥的那些公式那些东西我都能读得懂。
I could understand the most complicated formulas, but you know,
他以为说我用这个聪明头脑呢，我一定能把圣经读懂。
And he thought that with my wise head, I must be able to understand the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我到处都碰见这样的人。
I meet these people everywhere.
尤其在北美更多。
Especially in North America.
我不晓得你是不是在其中啊。
I don't know if you're one of them.
弟兄姊妹们，用聪明的头脑读不懂的。
If you read the Bible with your wise head, you'll never understand.
所以我常常跟很多特别青年弟兄姊妹讲，读经是很困难的。
Especially to the young people, I tell them that reading the Bible is a hard thing.
我不晓得你同意不同意啊。
Do you agree?
也许是，哎呦，感谢主，终于有人告诉我们读圣经很困难。
You say, thank the Lord, finally somebody tells me the Bible is hard to read.
从今天开始起就不需要读了。
Then from now on, we'll stop reading the Bible.
因为很难嘛，那么读它干嘛？
It's too hard, why do we read it?
OK, 但是你不读，但是我告诉你要吃。
Eat it.
不仅耶利米吃主的话。
Not only in Jeremiah eat the word of God.
耶利米告诉我们，当他吃到主的话的时候呢，
and he tells us that after he ate it,
他心里面快乐，
that there was rejoicing in his heart.
有满足的快乐，
there was rejoicing of satisfaction.
所以这里也告诉我们，怎么叫做真正吃到主的话呢？
So how can we truly eat the word of the Lord?
就是你读主话的时候，心里面有满足的快乐，那么就表示你吃到了。
Once in your heart you have rejoicing, that means you have truly ate the word.
如果你读的时候觉得很苦啊，苦得不得了，那么你还没吃到主的话。
While you're eating the word, if you have the taste of bitterness, then you haven't ate it yet.
因为耶利米的经历告诉我们，他一吃到主的话，这个里面有满足的快乐。
Because in his word he said, once I ate his word, I have rejoicing in my heart.
所以我最近在西雅图呢，我跟那弟兄姊妹讲说呢，我们大家来学着怎么来吃主的话。
So in Seattle, I tell my brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to eat the word of God.
因为从前他们来读经的时候呢，很痛苦。
Because when they come to the Bible studies in the past, they're painful.
因为一坐下来，每个人都想去解这个圣经。
Because once they sat down, every one of them tried to explain the Bible.
但是又解不开。
But they couldn't.
解不开了，有的时候就是硬着解，就这样讲那样讲，那个聚会啊，枯燥的不得了。
And once they couldn't understand, but they try to do it, and then they try to explain it this way and that way, and then the meeting is just so dry.
所以我一看呢，散会的时候呢，好像。
So once the Bible study ended, I saw, you know, brothers and sisters are not happy.
当然有人说感谢主终于散会了，所以很快乐。
Some people would rejoice saying, thank the Lord, finally it's over.
很多人出来的都是愁眉苦脸的。
But most of the people is not happy.
因为我就知道他这个聚会他没有吃到主的话。
I would know that in that meeting they did not eat the word of the Lord.
所以后来呢，我们就 把聚会稍微改一改，一些弟兄姊妹大家学着来吃主的话。
So later on we changed the meeting format somewhat, then we learned to eat the word of the Lord.
哎呦，好多初信弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，这个好啊，出来的时候你看见很快乐。
Many new believers, and when they come out of the Bible study, they rejoice.
所以我就跟弟兄姊妹讲，读经困难，解经更困难。
I tell my brothers, you know, it's harder to read. It's even harder for you to explain.
在你不能解的时候，你硬去解，那是那个只有叫人觉得这个倒胃口的。
If you don't understand and you try to explain it, it's really not good for others.
当然，因为我们看见有很多前面的弟兄们、年长的弟兄姊妹们，他们能把主的话解得那么样的有亮光，对吧？
Now, of course, the brothers and sisters before us. When they explained the Bible, they had really good illumination. It's as if we're tempted to do the same to explain the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，最好是在你还不能解的时候，你先来吃了。
The best thing for you is while you cannot explain it, you eat it.
圣经告诉我们。 除了耶利米之外，其他还有人很多人吃主的话的。
In the Bible, aside from Jeremiah, many people ate the word of the Lord.
哇，你看以西结
Ezekiel.
圣经告诉我们说，他吃主的书卷。
He ate the scrolls of the Lord.
哎，他不是吃那么几句话，他整卷都吃下去了。
He didn't just eat a few sentences. He ate the whole scroll.
哇，所以你看见他多么的丰富啊！
So you see his abundance.
啊，不仅他吃，老约翰也会吃，对不对？
Apostle John also.
你读启示录的时候，那里也讲到。
When you read Revelation.
哇，这个约翰从使者的手里面接着的书卷，整卷把它吃下去。
And John took the scroll from the angel and took eat of it.
不过他们也那个讲得很好，吃下去肚子发苦。
And then once he ate it, his tummy was bitter.
结果呢，口呢甜如蜜。
But his mouth was sweet as honey.
弟兄姊妹们，这也告诉我们说呢，你这个开头这个接受主的话的时候是有点不大容易。It
means that when we start to receive the word of the Lord at the beginning, it's not very easy.
因为他们吃整卷，那个都不大容易。Because
they ate the whole scroll, it's not easy.
我想我们呢没那么大胃口呢，你就吃个一两句啊，那个比较容易一点。
For us who have smaller appetite, we just eat a few sentences.
因为我。 这些年有的时候呢，试着想要解一些的圣经。
So in the past years, I've tried to explain certain Bible verses.
哎呦，我才发现你要把一个整卷的一个圣经把它解开来呀！哇，那个真是多么不容易！
And I realized how hard it is to explain an entire book.
啊，那实在是很苦的。
It is a very bitter thing to do.
你看，在教会历史上，
in church history,
有一个犹太人信主，他的名字叫 David Barron。
David Barrow is a Jewish person, and he believed the Lord.
他就专攻这个撒加利亚书。
He was paying a lot of attention in Zechariah.
他这句书花了多少的日子解开的，你知道吗？
How much time did he spend before he could finally explain it?
29年。
29 years.
他就光读这一卷书啊，花了29年。
He read that one book in the Bible for 29 years.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看有的人他们就是这样花这功夫去读圣经。Some
people pay that much attention to read the Bible.
感谢主，主没有要求每个人都这样哈。Thank
the Lord, and He didn't require every one of us to do that.
他们有大的胃口，可以大量的吃，那么我们胃口没那么大呢，也吃他几口。Some
people have a bigger appetite than others.
所以主也告诉我们，
and the Lord also said,
他说人活着不是光靠食物。 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
这句话的意思告诉我们, 你这个灵里面所得到这个饱足, 比你外面去吃这个食物更重要。
That our spiritual satisfaction is more important than eating food.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要学会怎样从主的话语里面得到滋养。
We need to learn how to be nourished in the word of the Lord.
保罗告诉我们,
Paul said,
你得到滋养呢,
You receive nourishment from the Bible itself.
还有一个呢，你从好的一个解释、好的教训里面得滋养。
And of course, from good explanations, from good instructions.
所以我们基督徒从主的话得滋养有两个方面。
So we could receive nourishment from two aspects.
当然你能直接读圣经是最好的。
Of course, it's best for you to read the Bible directly.
但是有时候 我们实在年幼很困难，对不对？
But at some point our spiritual life is young, it's hard.
所以主就用了另外一个方式也供应我们。
So the Lord used another method to supply us.
就好像今天那个牛啊, 小牛要直接吃草不大容易。
So like if you look at a young calf and to eat grass, it's not easy.
所以这个妈妈呢先吃。
So the mommy cow will chew the grass first.
吃到里面之后呢，变成奶了。
And then she turned that into milk.
所以这个小牛就喝奶就好。
So the young cow would just drink the milk.
今天我们在属灵的事情上也是一样，你可以从两个不同的方向去得着这个滋养。
Same thing in our spiritual life, we could receive nourishment from these two ways.
但是呢，我们一定要学会知道要怎么样来吃。
We must learn to know how to eat.
所以我们要知道这个灵里面。 所得到的滋养和饱足，是我们今天基督徒属灵生命成长不可缺少的一个条件。In
the spiritual satisfaction is the aspect that we could not miss in our spiritual growth.
我希望今天早晨呢，我这不是一篇道。I
hope this morning it's not a sermon.
不是我光讲你们听。Not
a doctrine that I just keep telling you about.
这个呢是需要去行去做的。This
is something for you to do.
盼望主使我们呢，真的智慧身量都一起增长。May
the Lord let us grow in our wisdom and stature.
我有时候在各处和弟兄姊妹们在侍奉上有交通的时候。
When I go to different places and fellowship with brothers and sisters on how to serve the Lord.
我里面深处一个感觉。
And in the depths of my heart, I have the feeling.
我们在侍奉上今天遇见的难处不是方法的问题。
In our service, the difficulties that we encounter is not a matter of methods.
是生命的问题。
But it's a matter of life.
因为生命没有成长。
Because the life didn't grow.
所以一直在幼嫩的光景中。
And we are always in our young spiritual condition.
用什么样的好方法也解决不了这个问题。
Whatever good method you use could not resolve your problem.
我们只有长大成人了，这个问题就自然就解决了。
Once you grow up, these problems will be solved.
你看一个小孩子那个 baby 那个样子，他能解决什么问题呢？
Can the baby solve anything? No.
他只有捣蛋的。He
just messed things up.
我看我那个小孙子虽然很可爱，但是他捣蛋。My
grandson, even though he's cute, but he messed things up.
哇，捣了个房间里，他什么东西都给他丢了一塌糊涂。He
just throw things everywhere.
为了感谢主，神造父母有爱心。But
thank God that he created parents with patience.
所以这个爸爸妈妈跟着后面捡。So
the parents would just collect things after him.
Yeah, 也没有，我看他们捡得很快乐，也没有痛苦。
I think that the parents rejoices.
我有时候看，哎呀，怎么这样啊？那个小孩子嘛，
it's just a kid.
所以呢，这个乱是自然的。
It's normal for him to be messy.
他要不乱，那就奇怪了。
If he's not messy, then that something's wrong with him.
恐怕生病了，对吧？
It's probably sick.
他要很健壮，他就是捣蛋的。
If he's healthy, then he would mess things up for you.
但是你想，如果到了二三十岁，长大了这个年龄呢？
But think about it, if he's in his 20s and 30s,
还在那里这么乱七八糟，
he's still messing things up like that.
我想你们的父母都知道。
If you're a parent, you would know.
一进到那个房间这么乱。
Once you go into the room, what?
他就不会像那个小时候，哎，快乐这么乱，很好。
The parents wouldn't be like when you're young, they're happy, they won't.
你三十岁了，你还这个样，这个。
If you're in your 30s, you're still like that, then.
所以这个妈妈、爸爸妈妈就说：“哎，这么大了还不成熟，对不对？”
The parents will tell you, "You're so old, and grow up."
你生命没有成长了。
Your life didn't grow up.
我们知道，今天只有神的儿女们生命成长。
We know that only if the spiritual life grew.
很多的问题才能够被解决。
Many of our problems can go away.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们既然都知道。在基督徒的生命中，这个滋养非常的重要。
In our spiritual life, we know that it's important to have nourishment.
简单的说，就是要知道怎么会吃，知道怎么吃。
In simple terms, we need to know how to eat.
那要怎么样吃呢
？So how do we eat?
我想在这里从主的话语里面有几个简单的点可以提醒一下。
From the word of the Lord, we have a few reminders, I think.
彼得在彼得前书第二章第二节的话，大家都很熟悉，是吧
？First Peter chapter two verse two, we know that verse well.
彼得在晚年时候告诉我们，他说：“你们要像才生的婴孩，爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。”
At his old age, Apostle Peter said, "You need to desire the pure milk of the word as newborn babes."
因为那个时候，彼得已经年老了。
So he's old now.
但他看见在神的百姓中很多弟兄姊妹神的儿女还是非常的幼嫩
But when he look around all the, a lot of the children of God are still very young
所以他就劝勉他们说呢你要像才生的婴孩一样爱慕那个纯净的灵奶
So he exhorts them that you need to be as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word
你知道这个小孩子啊
You know a little kid
他最最单纯
They're very simple
他呢那个幼年的生活呢，只知道吃。
When they're young, all they knew is eat.
吃了就满足了。
Once they ate, they're satisfied.
没有吃的，他就叫了。
If they didn't eat, they'll cry.
对不对呢
？Isn't that right?
我那个老大哈，他最近生了一个小的那个小孙女，我的小孙女。
My oldest son gave they currently have a daughter.
对。这个 daughter 现在才几个月大。
So this new baby is a few months.
哇，非常可爱。
Very cute.
每个人看见她都是笑的，笑眯眯的。
And she smiles to everybody.
她什么时候哭呢
？When would she cry?
就饿的时候她就哭了。
When she's hungry.
她那个一吃饱她就笑。
When she is fed, she smiles.
一饿她就叫。
When she's hungry, then she'll cry.
所以我的儿子都知道。
So my son would know.
她一叫，她说她饿。
Once she starts crying, then oh, she's hungry.
你只要给她吃饱，哎呦，笑得简直是迷人呢。
Once you feed her, she had a lovely smile.
每个弟兄姊妹看见她说，哎呦，这个小孩怎么这么会笑呢
？So all the brothers and sisters when they saw her, said she smiles lovely.
很单纯。
She's very simple.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒也是这样的。
And Christians were like that.
一吃饱就笑了。
Once we're fed, we smile.
一听你饥饿就叫了。
Once you're hungry, you start crying.
那感谢主，虽然我们是 baby.
Thank the Lord that even though we're babies.
当然，我们中间也有很多人已经成长。
Of course, among us, many people have matured.
但是无论我们怎么样成长。
But regardless of how you have matured,
我求主让我们永远有一个孩童的心。
And may the Lord give us forever this heart of a young kid.
我们要爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
To desire the pure milk of the spirit.
所以这里告诉我们呢，不仅吃要吃得对呀。
So not only we need to eat, we need to eat the right thing.
哎呦，我开头就讲到那个吃错了，那个结果是很可怕的。
In the beginning, I told you there's consequences if we eat the wrong thing.
所以你看。在旧约的利未记啊
，So in Leviticus and the Old Testament，
利未记第十一章开始讲到圣徒们在地上的生活。
From the 11th chapter onward, he talked about the life of the saints.
神第一个注重他们的就是吃的问题。
The first thing God mentioned is about food.
哎呦，你看见那个当时的犹太人呢
？So you see the Jews back then.
他们真是不懂得吃。
They didn't know what to eat or how to eat.
他们乱吃。
They eat just about anything they can get.
我们今天呢，回头读这个利未记第十一章的时候。
So if we turn to Leviticus 11.
很多人以为说，光是这神是提醒他们这些不好的东西，对不对
？God told them a lot of things that they should not eat.
但是你知道圣经为什么记载这些东西吗
？But do you know why the Bible records these things?
神不仅告诉他们说这些东西不洁净不能吃的。
Not only God told them these things are unclean, don't eat them.
因为呢，他们这些犹太人当时就是这么吃的。
It's because that the Israelites they eat these things.
哎呀，所以那天我读到了，我说 哟，这个犹太人好像跟中国人差不多啊。
So when I read this the other day, I thought the Jews are just like the Chinese.
中国人什么都吃啊。
Chinese eat anything.
啊，尤其广东人，对不对？
Especially the Cantonese.
那个吃的东西，东西听讲起来都很可怕。
They eat some very strange things.
我前一阵子看那个消息，我真的很好笑啊。
A while ago, I saw this news and I laughed.
因为这个在四川呢，这个天气变化。
In the province of Sichuan, my hometown, because the weather changes.
结果出现一个什么现象呢？
So what happens?
老鼠为患。
You had rats. That rats are going everywhere.
哇，那个地里面的老鼠通通跑出来了。
All the rats came out of their caves.
哟，看这个记者们照个相，不得了，那个爬到屋顶上，房屋里面全部都是老鼠啊。
I saw the photos. It's the rats are everywhere. It's on the roof.
哇，这个四川人上脑筋的不得了。
So the Sichuanese is troubled.
结果你发现一件什么事情好笑的呢？
So what's something so funny?
四川人在那上脑筋的，广东人高兴了。
The Cantonese rejoiced at their calamity.
因为广东人会吃老鼠的。
Because they eat rats.
所以他们因此用一个大货车，一车一车的老鼠运往广东。
So truckloads of rats were transported to their home.
这是真实的事情。
That's a true story.
我看这个消息啊，心里面真的很好笑啊。
I thought it's funny.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
哦，等到我读旧约圣经的时候，我发觉原来古代旧约那些以色列人呢，也是什么都吃的。
When I read Leviticus, I realized in the past, the Jews they ate everything.
哦，如果我读给你们听的话，你就发觉，哎呦，这个很可怕。
If I read it to you, you know what I mean.
你看见神在这里告诉他们说啊，我举例子说啊。比方说在十三节就说这个雀鸟飞鸟中间呢有东西是不能吃的。
So for example, in verse 13, these are certain birds that you cannot eat.
哇，这个什么雕啊，狗头雕啊，红头雕啊，这个什么什么妖鹰、小鹰啊，还乌鸦，这个什么鸵鸟、夜鹰、鱼鹰鹰，什么一大堆的东西。
So it's like eagles and vultures and buzzard and kite and falcons and all these things.
犹太人在旷野生活真是饿得什么都吃。So
they're hungry in the wilderness and they just eat everything.
所以神才借着这个利未人呢告诉以色列人这些东西是不能吃的。
Through the Levites, God tell the Israelites these things you cannot eat.
更可怕的嘞，后面你看二十九节，地上的爬物你们不洁净的是什么幼鼠、拓鼠，你看他们也吃老鼠。
In verse 29, even these things are mouse, and they still eat mouse too.
连蜥蜴他都吃啊。
And even a large lizard.
哎呀，还可怕的壁虎他也吃，龙子也手工。什么蛇啊，什么燕蜓，这什么东西我都不知道，但他们就通通给它吃下去。
These animals, I don't even know what they are. They still eat them.
圣经所以这样记载。
The Bible recorded this way.
不是光是外面一个警戒，因为呢，他们在旷野里面，他们是看见什么活的都吃。
It's not just for a reminder for them because they ate everything they saw.
结果我们知道，他们吃的那个结果就是不健康啊。
Once they ate it, the consequence is that it's not healthy.
啊，所以神在那里保护他们。
So God is protecting them.
这些不能吃，那些是可以吃的。
This you cannot eat, these you can eat.
啊，所以到今天我们知道。
So、
犹太人对吃是非常的讲究。
We know that the Jewish people they pay very much attention to what they eat.
所以他们有个组织叫什么 kosher 什么
kosher meal.
Kosher meal 对不对？他先到这个餐馆里面来看一看。
So they would go into a restaurant, then they would look around.
他觉得你这个餐馆里面的东西啊，我们犹太人可以吃。
If they feel that what's in your restaurant, we could eat.
他在那个餐馆门口在那挂个 kosher 的这个记号。
So by the window of the restaurant, they'll have a sign say kosher.
所以你不要以为今天呢，这个犹太人看见什么餐馆都进去，不是的。
So、don't think that the Jewish people would go into any restaurant. No.
他们先到餐馆外面看看有没有这个 kosher 的这么一个记号。
At outside of the restaurant, they'll look at if there's a sign.
然后他们才进去。
Then they would go in.
这是后来啊，那么谁？保护他们所产生的一个结果。
This is the consequence of God's protection.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Friends, sisters,
神知道他的儿女们。
God know about his children.
如果吃的不健康
And if they eat unhealthy,
那个对他们的这个身体的影响是非常的厉害。
There are consequences to their bodies.
所以这一个到了新约时代中这对我们是重要的提醒。
So in the New Testament time, these become important reminders.
基督徒不可以随便乱吃。
Christians cannot just eat anything.
但是你如果从属灵的观点上来看的话，
If you look at from the spiritual point of view,
我们看见基督徒呢跟旧约的犹太人差不多。
Christians are just like the Jews in the Old Testament.
哎呀，我们基督徒什么都吃。
We eat just about anything.
我不是指你指的外面的。
Not food. I'm not talking about food.
我是指那个属灵的粮食。
But spiritual food.
很多东西根本就不是健康的东西。
Many spiritual food are not healthy.
但是呢，我们这些东西大量的吃下去。
But oftentimes we eat so much of it.
哎呀，有的时候我到那个书店里面，那个基督徒的书店去看。
I sometimes go to Christian bookstores.
看到心里面真是很忧心呢。
And I worry.
神的儿女们吃这些东西啊。
The children of God is eating this.
这些东西是食物嘛。
Are these food?
我们到今天没有分辨的力量。
To a point that we lost our discernment.
哎呀，这是多么可怕的一件事情啊。
This is a fearful thing.
特别青年的弟兄姊妹们。
Young brothers and sisters.
你要你的属灵生命能够成长得好。
If your spiritual life is...
你的灵里面要得到真正的喂养。
If your spirit needs to be nourished.
你必须从主的话，真正纯净主的话得喂养。
You must be nourished from the pure word of the Lord.
在主的话之外的那些东西。
Outside from his word.
那些都不是能够滋养我们。
These things cannot nourish you.
反过来，反而造成我们身体的一个伤害。
On the contrary, they cause damage.
所以那些东西吃多了，你慢慢的看见你越来越瘦。
So when you eat so much of those things, you realize your body gets so skinny.
甚至有的时候呢，就碰到属灵的死亡。
Sometimes you enter into spiritual death.
你看见在基督中间，有的时候一些观念、一些想法来了，本来它好好的，结果这个东西吃下去之后。连主都不要信了，不这样的情形呢。
Sometimes when we see Christians, when they learn something, oh, they abandon the Lord altogether.
我举个例子来说。
For example.
今天这个世界上有人倡导说呢，这个无教会主义。
In the world, some people is preaching this idea that we do not need a church.
你不需要聚会的。
We don't need to go to meetings.
你只要在家里面自己爱主就可以了。
Just do it in your home, love the Lord.
你好好的读圣经。
Read your Bible on your own.
你高兴的时候呢，找几个基督徒聚聚谈一谈。
If you want to, you just get a few Christians to talk about.
你有没有需要说你就自己在家里就行了。
If you don't feel you need it, just stay at your home.
我就知道本来我们认识有个弟兄非常爱主的。
I would knew that there was this one brother that he loved the Lord.
他当然不是在我们的聚会，在另外一个聚会。
I knew this brother.
那么他在那里非常的热心服侍。
He loved the Lord.
结果有一天呢，听这个录音，听这个开车呢，听这个广播呢，那个东西思想进来了。
So one day he was driving, he listened to the radio, and that thought went into him.
从那天起，他改变了。
So from that day on, he
他再也不要聚会了。
He stopped coming.
他把所有的服侍都放掉了。
He laid aside all his services.
他说我们基督徒根本不需要教会生活。
He said Christians, we don't need church life.
他说呢，因为那个说法上他有一套的理论的。
Because what says on the radio is very logical.
他说，因为今天呢，我们有这个教会生活，所以乱七八糟。
Because we have church life, that's causing our spiritual chaos.
太多痛苦的事情了。
That's what brings us into pain.
人与人之间呢会产生很多摩擦。
And people between people, we have conflict.
你看我们没有教会，我们多轻省呢。
If we have no church, wouldn't that be easy?
哎呀，这个思想就进到里面去了。
So that thought went into him.
弟兄姊妹们，很明显的他吃错东西了。
Clearly he ate the wrong thing.
这个东西吃下去，结果他变得越来越瘦。
Once he ate that, he became skinnier and skinnier.
到有一天，整个死掉了。
One day he died altogether.
属灵光景爬不起来了。
His spiritual condition died.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要很谨慎。
We need to be very cautious.
今天呢，在地上的教会中有很多东西人都以为是可吃的。
In the church, Christian life today, many people thought that we could eat these things.
但是你必须要有分辨。
You must discern, brothers and sisters.
什么东西真正是属灵的食物？
Which are truly spiritual food.
什么东西呢？只不过是一些的垃圾。
Which are garbage.
我们晓得今天在地上生活做父母的人最怕的儿女就吃那个 junk food, 对不对？
Parents, you know, afraid of kids eating junk food.
那些垃圾食物。
Junk food.
那个吃下去呢，只有造成身体的危害。
If you eat them, it causes damage.
所以你要吃得对。
You need to eat correctly.
才会产生真正的一个帮助。
It has positive impact on you.
那么圣经也告诉我们呢。
The Bible also tells us.
那么我们读圣经很难，这么解经更难。
It's harder to read. It's even harder to explain the Bible.
那么怎么吃呢
？So how do we eat it?
啊，圣经给我们告诉我们一个方式，就是倒嚼。这个
Yeah. Chew. A what? Ruminate. Okay.
叫什么 ？Chew.
Ruminate. Okay.
Chew.
I have no idea.
就是那个食物呢， mm-hmm. 像牛一样吃下去之后吐出来。
So like the cows when they eat the grass,、mm-hmm. then they spit it up.
啊，那么就说呢，很简单。你每天早上起来，你读圣经，你不需要去研究的。
So every day when you read the Bible in the morning, you don't need to explain it.
早上记几句话，每整天就在那里怎么那去来去去的这就。
Just remember that verse from the morning, and then throughout the day, you just chew it back.
我年轻时候认识一个老姊妹。
So when I was young, I knew this elderly sister.
真的懂得怎么运用这个功夫。
She really knew how to exercise that.
结果她读圣经读到个地步啊，连很多圣经很熟的弟兄都赶不上她。
She got to a point that her spiritual condition is so well that many brothers and sisters couldn't understand what she understood.
就是他不多，他常常抓住这一两节圣经的，整天的在那里，反复思想。
She just take one or two verses in the morning and then meditate on it throughout the day.
你知道后来我发现一件事情啊。
Later on, I realized something.
圣经这本书啊。
This book, the Bible.
如果你不懂得怎么去咀嚼它的话呢
？If you don't know how to chew the book,
你永远也尝不到圣经的好味道。
You never taste how wonderful it is.
以后我发现就是有的圣经节看起来非常的平淡。
Some Bible verses seem very plain.
非常的简单。
Very simple.
哎呦，但是你在那里咀嚼，到最后呢，吃出那个味道来了。
Well, when you chew on it and chew on it, then you taste it.
你才发觉自己圣经里面包含的那个丰富是很大的。
And you realize the abundance of that verse.
啊，很可惜啊。
But sadly,
现在好多研究圣经的人呢。
Many of these people who explain
花了很多时间研究圣经，结果呢，根本就没有吃到圣经的这个里面的味道。
They research on the Bible a lot, but they didn't taste it.
所以到一个地步，觉得圣经呢没什么东西，只好把它哲学的、天文、地理、科学的东西都搬进来了，对不对
？To a point, they realize, oh, the Bible is not so tasty. Let's bring in, you know, psychology and astronomy and all these things.
其实，如果你真正懂得。能够从主的话语里面得滋养吸收的话呢，这本圣经你根本都解释不完的。
If you know how to receive nourishment from the Bible, you couldn't even finish explaining the Bible.
你只要把你所吃到的那个有味道的那个主的话呢，稍微给弟兄姊妹们交通一下，别人也都得饱足了。
If you fellowship with brothers and sisters, what you have tasted, other people will be fed as well.
不需要讲什么大道理。
You don't need to go into some heavy doctrines,
别人就能得饱足。
People will be satisfied.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
把那个大道理啊留给那些有恩赐的人去讲。
Leave those high doctrines to those who are gifted.
我们不要去讲这个东西。
Let's leave those alone.
我们呢就好好的吃主的话。
Just chew on the word of the Lord.
每天吃一点。
Eat it every day.
每天吃一点。
Eat a little every day.
啊，那么你里面就有饱足。
You will feel the satisfaction in the spirit.
我很记得很清楚，年轻时候那位年长的姊妹呢，常常说。帮助年轻弟兄姊妹。
That elderly sister, she helped other young brothers and sisters.
她有的时候呢，很简单的从圣经里面提出一句话。
Sometimes she'll just pull a verse out of the Bible.
哇，她这个稍微读一读啊。
She'll give it a read.
我们里面就有个很大的饱足哎。
And our spirit it feels satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，为什么会这样子呢
？Why would it be？
因为他首先从这个话语里面得饱足。
Because she first was satisfied from that verse。
所以他就把这个话呢带到弟兄姊妹中间。
And when she brings that verse, the word to brothers and sisters，
并且叫你终身难忘。
You'd never forget in your life。
哈，他这么一句话进来了，叫你终身难忘。
You'd never forget it。
所以弟兄姊妹们。感谢神啊
Thank our God.
神的话还有另外的这一面的果效
That his word has the other side of effect
啊，不是需要你整天去读啊去研究啊当然你有这个功夫啊我是也是不反对的
If you can research and study it day after day I'm not against it
哎呀，我常常觉得我们今天呢，你说把读经呢弄得太难了。
But sometimes I feel that we've turned Bible study into something very difficult.
好像你读一件，自己说你要读很多的参考书。
As if you have to go all the references.
哎呀，读得累得不得了，那也不是每个人都能做到。
And not everybody can do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候可以羡慕这一个。
And we envy these things.
但其实呢，你也不需要羡慕。
But we don't need to envy those.
啊。你手中的圣经
The Bible is in your hand
你把它当作食物来吃
Eat it as food
每天读一点吃一点
Eat it a little bit every day
这样你吃得心满意足
And then you feel rejoicing in your heart
那么就够了吧
That's enough
这表示什么你的灵里面得到了滋养了对不对
Because your spirit is nourished
这个才是重要的事情
That's what's important
你就是把全本圣经都背下来了
If you could recite the whole Bible
那么结果呢你没有吃到有什么用
But you never ate it
我们
照
犹太人很多人他们摩西五经呢这个背得非常的熟
Some Jewish people they could remember all these Bible verses
但是他们仍旧处在饥饿的状态
But they're still in hunger
我也知道今天在中国他们有很多年轻弟兄姊妹非常用功有人全本新约都背
Some people in China they could remember the whole New Testament
这个是好的
That's a good thing
我也鼓励你
I encourage
you 如果你能把全本新约都背了那也是好的
If you could recite the whole New Testament that's
但是我们知道这个不是用来创记录的
But that's not something for you to break a record
主的话不是给你来创记录的
The word of the Lord is not for you to use to break a record
你能把圣经读了一百遍
Somebody read it 100 times
结果还是饥饿
And still in hunger
弟兄姊妹不
No brothers
你要每天都吃到
Eat it every day
你要像耶利米一样
Like Jeremiah
耶和华
O Lord
我得着你的言语
When I found your words
就当作食物吃了
I ate them
我心里面有满足的快乐
And there's rejoice and rejoicing in my heart
你想一看这样的基督徒生活是多么的美好呢
That is sweet for Christian life
这个不仅叫你心灵里面得舒畅的快乐
Not only you rejoice in your heart
并且能使你属灵的生命能够成长
And your spiritual life could grow
对不起我们时间已经到了
Our time is up this morning
那么我希望呢今天早晨这些是对弟兄姊妹们一个很重要的提醒
I hope that this is a reminder for you this morning
我在说
And I say this again
不是光我讲你听
It's not just for me to tell you what to do
你要在每天的生活中去 do
You need to do it every day
希望所有的弟兄姊妹们尤其青年弟兄姊妹们
I hope all the brothers and sisters especially the young brothers
在你们成长的年日里面
While you're still growing
智慧和身量都一起增长
Be increased in wisdom and stature
每个弟兄姊妹在主面前都生长的健壮
That every brother and sister grows strong
我想这样我们的父神的心就很满足
And I think our father will be very satisfied
我们请低头再有点祷告
As far as for a word of prayer
主啊我们满心的感谢你
Lord with all our hearts we thank you
你不仅把一个新的生命赐给我们
And not only you gave us a new life
你也把你自己的话当作粮食赐给我们
You also gave us your word as food
但愿我们在你的话上能得到滋养
Lord may we be nourished from your word
让我们属灵的生命能够成长得美好
That our spiritual life will grow properly
在今天这个荒凉的时代里面
That in this age of desolation
主啊你要使我们灵里面的光景能够兴旺起来
Lord, revive our spiritual condition
愿我们都能够快快乐乐的生活在你面前
That we could live with joy before you
我们谢谢你今天早晨与我们同在
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning
愿圣灵能够抓住这些话
Oh, may the Holy Spirit capture these words
继续在我们里面做工
And continue to work in us
我们把一切的感谢赞美敬拜都归给你
We give you all the thanksgiving and worship and praise unto you
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer, Lord
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen, Amen.